The five sensory personality associates rank within a hierarchy with graduated levels of worth, and it associates a lower rank within a hierarchy with less worth, less ability to control others, and more vulnerability. From the point of view of the universe, all the ranks of creation are of equal value. All are precious. When seen through authentically empowered eyes, a being with a higher rank in creation is one that has more ability to see without obstruction, more ability to live in love and wisdom, and more ability and desire to help others evolve into the same love and light. Each human soul has both guides and teachers. That's teacher with a capital T. A guide is not a teacher. Guides are what might be thought of as experts in certain fields that are called in for consultation. If you are writing a book, for example, or creating a project, or organizing an event, a guide that has the quality of warmth, or creativity, or insight that you wish to incorporate into your work is available to you. Teachers operate on a more personal plane of involvement, so to speak, although they are impersonal energies that we personalize, that we feel we have a personal relationship with. A non-physical teacher brings you ever closer to your soul. It draws your attention to the vertical path, to the difference between the vertical path and the horizontal path. The vertical path is the path of awareness. It is the path of consciousness and conscious choice. The person who chooses to advance his or her spiritual growth, to cultivate awareness of his or her higher self, is on a vertical path. The vertical path is the path of clarity. The potential for the creation of clarity and the experience of interacting with your non-physical teacher are one and the same. The horizontal path is a path that satisfies your personality. A businesswoman or a businessman, for example, who devotes his or her life to the accumulation of money is on a horizontal path. No matter how diverse his or her ventures may become, they are essentially identical. If they make money, they please the personality, and if they lose money, they distress the personality, but they do not serve the higher self. They do not serve his or her spiritual growth. A person that seeks relationships only to gratify his or her own needs, such as his or her own emotional or sexual needs, will find that each relationship is essentially identical, that the people in his or her life are replaceable, that experiences with the first and experiences with the second are essentially the same. This is the horizontal path. Every new experience is not really new. It is more of the same thing. To experience relationships of substance and depth requires approaching and entering into relationships with consciousness and concern for the other. That is the vertical path.